have been many studies on the changing epidemiology of pneumococcal disease morbidity, but not quite as many studies on mortality. So the objectives of this study was to assess the burden of pneumococcal disease mortality in persons living in the United States, and to examine the demographic differences as well as seasonal and secular trends in pneumococcal disease mortality. Although I mentioned seasonal trends, those results will actually not be presented here. These study databases that were used are listed here. Whereas most mortality studies only include deaths where pneumococcal disease is listed as the underlying cause, by using the MCAUD data, the study was able to include deaths where pneumococcal disease is listed anywhere on death certificates. And bridge population data was used as the denominator data. So what I did was I calculated crude and age-adjusted rates overall by race, ethnicity, and by gender, and linear regression analysis was performed on the overall rates. And this was done for all pneumococcal deaths, pneumococcal meningitis deaths, and pneumococcal septicemia deaths. And additionally, I performed linear regression analysis by age group, and this was only done for all pneumococcal deaths, not for meningitis or septicemia due to their smaller sample sizes. These analyses were done for the study periods listed here. The entire study period is 1990 to 2004. And then I broke it down by the pre-PCV7 time period and post-PCV7 time periods. This is the age trend for pneumococcal meningitis. In both time periods, you can see that the extreme ages experience the highest mortality rates. And what I think is most remarkable is the 69% drop in persons less than 2 years of age. So obviously the vaccine is working to help prevent mortality. But if you also look, there's a large changes in the 65 plus age groups. Those decreases could be the result of herd immunity as well as possibly an increase in PPV uptake. And those decreases, for the greatest decrease was in the 75 plus age group, which was a 64% decrease in mortality rates. For pneumococcal septicemia, we see a similar trend. Note that the scale on this graph is different from the pneumococcal meningitis, so that although it doesn't look like the less than two age group experienced a great decrease, it actually is a 47% decrease. The older age groups, again, also experienced large decreases in mortality, ranging from about 35 to 40% decreases. Again, either due to herd immunity, increased uptake of PPV, or a combination of both. When I looked at mortality rates by age and ethnicity, there were a couple of key findings that I had. The first one was that Asian Americans had lower mortality rates than Caucasians in both the pre- and post-PCV time period, except for in the less than five age group. And what actually happened was there was a 88% increase in mortality rate ratio compared with Caucasians in this age group. And this is occurring despite high vaccination rates in Asian Americans as reported by the NIS. So there are a few things that could be happening here. That could be replacement disease that is causing mortality in this age group, or it could be a misclassification of Asian Americans. And since the MCAUD data does not provide vaccination information, it's kind of difficult to tell which is the case. Another important finding is that American Indians and Alaska Natives had similar mortality rates to Caucasians in the less than five age groups, so the disparity between Alaska Natives and Caucasians was decreasing, but in all other age groups, there was an increase in the rate ratio in the disparity. So, that could just be a matter of decreased PPV uptake. Maybe the older groups just don't are not being targeted for PPV. I mean, we've done a good job of getting the younger groups to pick up PCV7, but you know, what's going on with the older age groups? So what do these results tell us? Well, obviously pneumococcal disease continues to be an important cause of preventable mortality in the United States. But also, the large decreases in mortality rates for pneumococcal meningitis and pneumococcal septicemia after the introduction of PCV7 shows that either herd immunity is having a big effect on the older age groups, or there's an increase, or an increased uptake of PPV just happened to coincide with the introduction of PCV7, or it could be, a little bit of both that's happening. And then finally, when we look at the specific age groups and the different race ethnicities, they're not experiencing the same reduction in mortality rates after the introduction of PCV7. And again, that's apparent in the Asian American population as well as the American Indian Alaskan Native population. So these data can be used to develop vaccine campaigns that target specific at-risk groups. For example, the Asian American Alaskan Natives are benefiting from PCV7, but the continued increased disparity in mortality rates in the older age groups may mean that PPV campaigns need to target those groups. I also think it would be nice to have more studies that included mortality studies that included serotyping by race ethnicity. Are the replacement serotypes causing more deaths? Is it occurring more in some groups than in others? This might help to explain the lack of improvement in mortality rates in API children despite their high vaccination rates, relative to Caucasians, I mean. And additional to this, you could maybe include the antibiotic susceptibility, because that is occurring as well. But is it occurring in this group? So finally, I just want to acknowledge the people who have helped with this study. And that's my contact information. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere yet. We may have, are there any questions for Marifi? I have a question for you while other people are coming to the microphone. I'm not an expert by any means in ICD-9 coding or ICD-10 coding. I was just wondering whether that presented any sort of a challenge given the changeover in coding from ICD-9 to ICD-10.
Actually, there was. I don't know if you noticed, but when I split up the pre and post vaccine, I excluded 1999. That was when the change from ICD-9 to ICD-10 occurred. And there was a big challenge because the coding of pneumococcal pneumonia changed from, in ICD-9 it was just one code, but in ICD-10 there were two codes, and one of those codes, which was I think where most of the most of the reporting went to, was lobar pneumonia unspecified, so it included not just pneumococcal or the pneumococcus, it included other etiologies. So I had to exclude that from the analysis and made it a little difficult to really see what was going on.
Okay. Dr. Whitney?
Yeah, Cindy Whitney from CDC. Thank you, that was really interesting.
Thank you.
I was trying to think while you were presenting and sort of think along with you, how much of this is 7-valent effect versus maybe the 23-valent mm-hmm. coverage effect. And I don't know if you've tried to look at the coverage data and see how it's changed during this interval, but and I'm not an expert on it, but I think that there hasn't, that the coverage, at least in elderly, has been more or less constant since 2000, and before that there was sort of a ticking up of a percent a year mm-hmm. for a few years, and then there was sort of this, but it might be interesting to sort of look at that and think about, what would the potential effect on mortality have been? Although you can't probably model it right in, you could say, at most the effect of the increasing coverage might have been this reduction, and at least, I don't know if you're planning to write this up, which I think you should, but you could at least, pull that in and sort of dismiss or maybe say it could have counted for a small fraction or something like that, because I think you would find it wouldn't be much of a contributor.
I agree. That is a very important point. But I guess the problem with that is that our tracking of vaccine uptake in adults is not nearly as good as it is in children. So it'd be kind of hard to even find that data or anything like that.
Yeah, you couldn't. Oh, okay.
You know, we don't keep track of it in LA, and this is, not annually anyway. You know, we try to do behavioral surveys, but even that, it's kind of hard because it's have you had the vaccine in the past 5-10 years? And so,
oh, okay, so it's just too nonspecific to think. Okay.
The registry? We do have a registry. I don't know if we can get it through that, but then this is U.S. data, so I could try to look at it just on the L.A. County level, but with U.S. data, I don't think there's anything that I. If anybody knows of something, I would love to hear it.
So the mortality impact was U.S. data, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all U.S.
data. I mean, so that you could use the
RFSS.
Yeah,
that one.
For the national data. I mean, again, it's imperfect, but at least it would.
Right, well.
You could put a range around maybe the size of that effect.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no other questions. Yeah. Thank you very much.